From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? I hope you're fine. I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program. We would like to present some segments such as news and of course Indonesian songs. So make sure to keep listening to Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is the news read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo reminds micro, small, and medium not to forget the domestic market despite export. Minister Sri Mulyani ensures customs officials who can reveal grand cases could be appreciated or promoted. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo reminded micro and medium business people UKMs not to forget the domestic market even though it penetrates the global or export markets. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo when opening the 2019 Brilliantpreneur Export UMK in Jakarta Friday. He mentioned that the Indonesian domestic market is very huge and the Indonesian people do not want the market to be flooded with imported products. He also emphasized that the way to prevent the imported products is to compete with those imported products. Thus, he asked for the UKMs to dominate the domestic market. The 2019 Brilliantpreneur Export UKM is held by PT Bank Rakyat Indonesia in the Assembly Hall of Senayan Convention Center in Jakarta on 20-22 December 2019. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati ensured that customs and excise officials who uncover major cases would receive appreciation and promotion. This was stated by Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati after inaugurating ESLON officials in Jakarta on Friday. However, she did not mention the presence of absence of customs officials who got a promotion or promotion, especially in connection with a large case that was later revealed at the inauguration. In the inauguration of the Tax Oversight Committee, high-ranking officials, administrators, supervisors, and functional staff, she emphasized that the transfer of duties is always neither a punishment or promotion. She emphasized that the transfer of duties is always neither a punishment nor promotion. Minister Sri Mulyani also said that the change or mutation and promotion are also the needs of the organization based on the assessment of observation and evaluation of performance. Industry involvement in all areas of research naturally needs to be increased. The step is considered important to be able to see various opportunities that can be used for the development of innovation production. As stated by Head of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, Laksana Trihandoko at the event Business Innovation Gathering 2019 at LIPI Auditorium in Jakarta more recently. He added that the downstream of science in the 4.0 era is not always linear, but a variety of innovations could emerge from various fields of research. Thus, from the beginning, LIPI has focused on creating an innovation-friendly ecosystem and is open to all parties, both academics and industry. This can provide opportunities, especially for the industry to be able to utilize what has been produced or the various facilities that we have to support the development of technology-based products. Meanwhile, on the same occasion, Deputy Chairperson of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, or KADIN, in Broadcast Telematics and Research and Technology Telematics, Ilham Habibi, said that to answer the challenges of technological progress, Indonesia is expected to master the details and process of technological innovation, shape and have human resources who have literacy adequate technology and continue to innovate and collaborate using paradigms and ways 4.0 that synergize with academia both locally and globally. To boost the national competitiveness, the Indonesian government developed research and development, or R&D, that begins with prototyping and industrialization. The government also encourages the strengthening of collaboration between research institutions and industry. This was revealed by Minister of Research and Technology, Bambang Subrojonegoro, in the Business Innovation Gathering 2019 at the auditorium of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, in Jakarta more recently.
Kami sebagai pemerintah,
we as the government will strive to facilitate closer interaction and collaboration between the business world and the world of research, represented by the village community, empowerment institute or LPMK, and tertiary institutions. The hope is that the literacy institution, when conducting research or research institutions such as LIPI, the Agency for the Assessment and Application of Technology, or BPPT, the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or LAPAN, and the National Nuclear Energy Agency, BATAN, when conducting research, they conduct research that leads to innovation. Innovations are indeed needed by the community. Innovations are indeed accepted by the market, and innovations can indeed have commercial value. The Indonesian Armed Forces Headquarters, or TNI, stated that there are no additional troops in Papua after the armed contract between the TNI and the Armed Criminal Group, or KKB, in Papua on Tuesday, which cost two TNI soldiers, First Lieutenant Erizal Zuhri Sidabutar and Serda Rizky Ramadan, shot dead. Head of the Indonesian Center for Information, Kapuspen, Major General Sisriadi, said in Cilangkap, Jakarta on Friday that despite the occurrence of armed contract, it would not increase the number of the troops serving in Papua. He also said that Papua continues to use the existing units that have been deployed there. The bodies of two Indonesian Army soldiers who died in Pakistan district due to the KKB attack were flown to Jakarta and women's again. Ministry of Health maps the need for anti-serum. This was done following the emergence of a herd of sneakers, which caused concern among relations in a number of regions. That was stated by Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto in Jakarta on Friday. He also said that the threat of wildlife attacks in each other is different. Not all of them face venomous snakes. Thus, the government is mapping which areas are more attacked by sneakers. Agus also emphasized that mapping of the need for anti-serum is important to ensure its procurement and distribution is right on the target. Entering the rainy season, a herd of cobras appear in a number of regions, including in Jember and Jakarta. Several hospitals in Jakarta provide antibody serum services, including Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital, Gatot Subroto Hospital, Tarakan, including Cipto Mangunkusumo Hospital, Gatot Subroto Hospital, Tarakan Regional Hospital, and Cempaka Putih Islamic Hospital in Central Jakarta. Para Athletics Sport will deploy 55 athletes at the ASEAN Para Games 2020 in the Philippines. Head of Coach of Para Athletics, Slamet Widodo, said that there are 116 numbers followed by the athletes. He is targeting 31 gold medals to be won at the event, which will take place on 30% of senior athletes and 30% of junior athletes. This is aimed at maintaining the regeneration of para-athletics athletes. Slamet also added that the coach will have difficulty finding new talented athletes when junior players get retired, As for the main numbers targeted to win the gold medal are sprints, javelin, and long jumping. Well, listener, that's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
The first news comes from Bogor, West Java. The Pamanah Rasa Nusantara Foundation, together with the Faculty of Social and Cultural Sciences of Pakuan University, Bogor City, West Java, presented 24 kings and sultans from various regions in a national seminars at Graha Pakuan Siliwangi last Tuesday. Dean of the faculty, Dr. Agnes Tiawati, said in addition to the kings and sultans in the archipelago, the seminar titled Advancing the Archipelago Culture as the Foundation for Nation Character Development was attended by participants from the general public and students who numbered no less than 400 people. Dr. Agnes Setiawati said cultural diversity is a capital and foundation in the process of the development of Indonesian culture, as well as being the identity of the Indonesian nation. Chairperson of the Pamanahan Rasa Nusantara Foundation, Raden Ayu Ike Dewi Sartika, said that the foundation was concerned about opening communication between common people who had the breed of kings. The next news comes from Jakarta. The Jakarta provincial government provides new entertainment to add to the lively Christmas celebration in public spaces with the theme Christmas in Jakarta, especially along the Tamrin and Blok M public facilities line. Jakarta Provincial Spiritual Education and Mental Bureau's Chief Hendra Hidayat at the Jakarta City Hall said Wednesday that it resembles a Christmas carol held in a number of countries where there are Christmas-themed musical. Through these activities, according to him, the Jakarta provincial government wants to emphasize that Jakarta belongs to all. In addition, according to him, the government also wants to create togetherness and brotherhood in Jakarta. The series of events in Christmas in Jakarta is divided into students' choirs that present performances by community and student choirs with Christmas theme songs. The performers selected were not only from Jakarta but also from outside Jakarta, such as Universitas Parahyangan Choir from Bandung and the Youth Choir Mission for Pelita Harapan University from Tangerang. In addition to Christmas carol, residents of the capital city can also see giant Christmas trees in two iconic places in Jakarta, namely in Banteng Square and Tamrin 10. The latest news comes from Manado, North Sulawesi. The longest coral reef transplant activity carried out by the Meram Kodam 13 Merdeka on Malalayang Beach, Manado, North Sulawesi last Tuesday entered the Indonesian World Record Museum or MURI. The awarding of the MURI record was carried out by the senior manager of the World Indonesian Record Museum, Awan Rahargo, to North Sumatra Provincial Government Assistant Edison Humyang, representing the governor of North Sulawesi. The 13th Merdeka Army Commander, Major General Tiopan Aritonang, and also Danren 131 Santiago, Brigadier General Joseph Giri, and Director MM Dive Center. Major General Tiopan Aritonang said that this transplantation activity is a manifestation of the Army's devotion to the environment and the people of Manado City and beyond. He hoped later the coral reefs will live and can be used as one of the marine tourism objects for the government and the community to attract tourists. The coral reef transplantation has a length of 131 meters, 4 meters wide and 4.5 meters high, with a manufacturing process of 1 month, and is placed at a depth of 9 to 18 meters under the water. It was carried out by 131 divers led by Danrem 131 Santiago, Brigadier General Joseph Giri. 100 divers came from various diving clubs in North Sulawesi. The transplant was carried out in a tunnel-shaped container measuring 131 meters long, 4 meters wide, and 4.5 meters high. Well, that was news from Indonesia over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event of 21st December 1964, when PLO was established. Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, was established on December 21, 1964. When it was founded, the PLO consisted of 8 guerrilla groups and a number of educational, social, medical, cultural, and financial institutions. 1 year later, the PLO military division named Fatah Group began their activities. In 1974, the PLO was accepted as an observer member at the United Nations, and until 1982, the organization was able to build official relations with more than 100 countries. We turn to the event of 21st December 1964, when Apollo 8 was launched on the second Apollo manned flight heading to lunar orbit. Apollo 8 is the second manned space mission in the United States Apollo program. The mission was launched on December 21, 1968, and became the first manned space mission to abandon the Earth's orbit, and it reached the orbit of the Moon and then returned to the Earth. Astronauts Frank Borman, James Lovell, William Anders became the first humans who passed through the low Earth orbit and saw the far side of the Moon. We end today in history with event of December 21, 1988, when Pan American World Airways plane exploded in the air and crashed in Lockerbie, Scotland. Pan Am flight number 1083 was a daily flight of Pan American World Airways from Heathrow International Airport, London, to John F. Kennedy International Airport, New York. On December 21, 1988, Boeing 747-100 aircraft named Clipper, made of the seas, exploded in the air while flying over Lockerbie, Dumfries and Galloway, Scotland, when a 340450-gram plastic explosive was detonated at the front cargo. Listener, that was today in history.
Ku tatap mata indahmu di bawah bintang-bintang. Terbelah hatiku antara cinta dan rahasia. Ku cinta padamu, namun kau milik sahabatku. Dilema hatiku, andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya. Jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Ku ingin merebutmu dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa, tak bisa kau salahkan.
sahabatku dilema hatiku. Andai ku bisa berkata sejujurnya, jangan kau pilih dia, pilihlah aku yang mampu mencintamu lebih dari dia. Dari sahabatku, namun kau tahu cinta tak bisa kau salahkan. Wow.
A song entitled Cinta dan Rahasia or Love and Secret by Yura Yunita featuring Glenn Freddy. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to give you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia wary of the impact of Trump's impeachment. Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said that Indonesia must beware of the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump by the United States Parliament. She considered the impeachment had the potential to have an impact on the country's economy. Speaking at the Ministry of Finance office on Thursday in Jakarta, Sri Mulyani said Trump's impeachment had weakened trust from economic players and affected the health of the United States economy. According to her, this dynamic should be anticipated by Indonesia. Quoted from Antara News Agency reports, Sri Mulyani said the impeachment was a political dynamic that would affect the economic sector so that it could also had an effect on other countries, including Indonesia. On the other hand, Indonesia must continue to respect the decision related to the impeachment to Trump because it is a dynamic and political process of a country. Bank Indonesia Governor Perry Warjio, meanwhile, considered the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump by Parliament did not have a significant impact on Indonesia's national economy. In a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Perry Warjio explained that he did not see any significant influence, although it could have an impact on the condition of global financial markets in the short term. However, for Indonesia, which currently has quite good economic resilience, this situation would not cause excessive turmoil. He explained that Indonesia's overall economy was quite good, stability was maintained, inflation was low, exchange rates were stable, current accounts deficits were maintained, large capital surpluses and growth were above 5%. Well, that was My Indonesia Today on Indonesia wary of the impact of Trump's impeachment. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah dan ku sedang mengikuti sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara kawan camat ikut bicara sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Kulalui tanah air dan udara, aku kan datang, aku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Jangan ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Oh, dari hati lalui tanah air udara.
That's a song entitled Aurora or Aurora by Malik and Essentials. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia. Next, let's listen to our segment Indonesian Wonder about Indonesian culture, tourism information, and interesting things.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today we take you to explore leader waterfalls in Banyuwangi, East Java. Banyuwangi is popular for its wonderful destinations, so stay tuned. Leader waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the leader waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. listener, you can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. Listener, if you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs. So listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today about Leader Waterfalls from Banyuwangi, East Java. I'm Puri Safidadala. See you next time.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was a song titled Karma or Karma by Chocolate. For the next segment, let's listen to our program Miscellany. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Miscellany. Today we will inform you about prosthetic legs created by the nation's children. Stay tuned. Limited access to work for people with disabilities makes AFTA Bionic, an Indonesian social subsidiary, move to make changes. Then it designed a prosthetic leg which was launched in Jakarta on 5th of December 2019. AFTA Bionic is a social effort made by two engineering faculty students and a faculty of economics student. They are committed to helping the disability, especially those with physical disability, and encourage companies and other social platforms to help the disability achieve their dreams through the provision of prosthetic legs and hands. In a talk show entitled Changing Disability into Ability at America Building that took place at Pacific Place in Jakarta, prosthetic legs and hands made by AFTA Bionic were introduced. These artificial legs are considered to be able to solve the prosthetic leg problem, which is not often in line with the health standards and the needs of the disabled. Team leader of AFTA Bionic and product development, Arifin Julian, said that the AFTA Bionic wants these prosthetic legs to be the first step for the disability to achieve dreams, because AFTA Bionic provides not only prosthetic legs, but also a partner for AFTA Bionic to further have competitive work skills. These prosthetic legs with good quality are sold with a price 3 million rupiahs. These can be adjusted with disability standard so that it is comfortable for the disabled to wear. The hope is that this prosthetic leg can raise the spirit of reaching dreams and removing the existing limitations level. This is in accordance with the value brought by AFTA Bionic, which is hashtag #ChanceDisabilityIntoAbility. In the future, AFTA Bionic hopes not only to provide prosthetic legs and hands for the disabled, but also to try to encourage them to improve their skills and passion, so that they can compete in the non-disability joint industry. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today. See you next time.
Menjadi cinta tinggallah kenangan berakhir lewat bunga seluruh cinta. betapa cinta ini sungguh berarti, tetaplah terjaga. Selamat tinggal kasih telah pergi selamat.
Just listen to a song entitled Bunga Terakhir or The Last Flower by Ahmad Dhani. For the next segment, let's listen to our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. The song Indonesia Ku, accompanied by Keroncong Song, illustrates the beauty, wealth, and pride of the homeland, Indonesia. In the song, the author gives a parable of Indonesian islands like a string of pearls that lines beautifully. In addition to expressing pride in Indonesia's natural beauty, the song also shows pride in the richness of Indonesia's unique and diverse culture. Listener, here is Indonesiaku, sung by Yayuk Haryono.
Kau berjajar mekar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terima kasih. our love is like a miracle, and it is more than just a physical attraction. If you know we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. A passion that is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you, and I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku selalu mencoba untuk menguatkan hati dari kamu yang belum juga kembali. Ada satu keyakinan yang membuatku bertahan. Penantian ini kan terbayar pasti. Lihat aku sayang yang sudah berjuang menunggumu datang menjemputmu pulang. Ingat selalu sayang, hatiku kau genggam. Aku takkan pergi menunggu kamu di sini. Tetap di sini. Jika bukan kepadamu, aku tidak tahu lagi pada siapa rindu ini.
Listener, thank you so much for joining our broadcasting. Don't forget to give us your suggestions and comments to our email address voi@voinews.id, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Don't forget to give us your comment on Facebook too, The Voice of Indonesia. Thank you so much. Have a great day.